You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Great Table Talk. It's your girl Cash. And this guy, B. 2019. Let's talk about Fresh Start. But before we talk about our topic of Fresh Start, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Continue to be very, very honest with myself about where I'm at and where I want to be. It's my New Year's resolution. None too, I guess it is kind of specific.
I learned probably a few years back that I don't necessarily make resolutions. I'm more so, because for me, I can't say resolutions because it seems like something that I probably do temporarily.
Yeah.
But what you just said, what would be a lifestyle kind of decision?
I'm one of those people that I always tell people to never lose sight of that. It's like it's a journey. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall. Like, I think we got to be very persistent and persevere in resolutions.
Right. So
don't give up.
That's
the bad thing. Like, I hate when people make New Year's resolutions and think just because they failed, then they stop doing it. Like,
just got to curtail, right?
Each day is a new year.
Yeah.
2019, each day is a new year.
Yeah, New Year.
Tagline.
Don't make hashtag.
That's right.
So don't make resolutions. Make lifestyle changes. The lifestyle can be specifically for you.
No, make promises to yourself and keep them. Like, stop lying to yourself.
Right.
That's right. That's why. Like, having an open, honest relationship with yourself is the only way that you can have an open relationship or honest relationship with someone else.
That's true.
Like anyone else. It's family, friends, whatever.
Stop lying to yourself. That's what he said.
Please stop lying to yourself.
Okay, what do you think about this whole new year, new me?
I salute it. You know, I mean, it means that you're in a place to where you want to make yourself better. That's the way I like to look at it.
Look at me. I'm saying, I'm calling BS on the whole phrase. New year, new me. No, it's a new year.
But you gotta, don't you like motivation? Like, I think everybody's gotta kind of get in gear. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a montage.
It's like coffee. You know, it's like I'm dragging it.
Okay.
I'm in the game.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so if that's a montage, okay. I believe, I think you need to be like, new year, new perspective.
New year is like a B12 shot. Time to go.
Word. Okay. New year, new me. Okay.
Right.
But I think, you know, to like you said, make a decision for yourself.
Yeah.
It's all the implementation of, like, the year prior.
Yeah.
The way I look at my life, or the things that I want to accomplish in my life, or the things I don't especially want to change, I kind of look at it like a business does when it comes to quarterly checks and balances.
Yeah.
Or what's your goals for this quarter? The steps that you want to do to accomplish your end goal. Like, your end goal, of course, is by the end of the year. But there's quarterly things that I need to kind of make checks and balances to make sure I'm on point.
Yeah. Well, I'll say, or maybe we just put a new focus on, you know, not worrying. Well, having a goal is an important thing. But the most important thing about having a goal is executing on the goal daily.
Right.
Or at least attempting to.
Yeah.
Small progress. We don't give enough credit to small progress.
And you do have a point, because sometimes you do some things and you kind of are, you become discouraged and you be like, well, forget this. No,
maybe
just continue to try.
Maybe
and curtail some stuff.
That's right. We have to be hard on ourselves, but not kind of like judgmental and stagnate our own growth. Because, you know, like, nothing's done overnight.
Right. And what we choose to do, let's make it a point that we're doing it for us. Not for anyone else.
That's
because
right.
It's something that we're doing from the outward in, we're going to always be disappointed, get backtracked or discouraged. But if it's something that we're doing it for ourselves, I think it comes from the inside out. And that other people are going to eventually see, but that's not who we're doing it for.
Yeah. But we're going to throw that word honest out a lot too. Like, when you're kind of honest about your passion and honest about your journey, people feel that. They appreciate that. They'll gravitate to that.
And
they understand. Even if it seems crazy, like, you've seen crazy passionate people, and it's like, look, I'd never do that, but I feel it. Like, best
good
of luck.
Yeah, right.
But we need that kind of insane drive and dedication to do things, because nothing is easy. So you've got to really be dedicated to things.
Right. So 2019, this is going to be a great year.
Yeah.
We're making individual promises to our individual selves. And, of course, the podcast, we're going to do some things that we haven't done in the prior year. So we have been revamping. We're excited about this year.
Yeah. Quality of content. We want to improve. Like, everything's about, like I said, executing, getting things done, and trying to improve and be better every time out.
New year, new us.
Right. New year, new me. New me.
Like, new me. So, I mean, anything you else want to add? I mean, I think I kind of wanted to give the update. This is what we're back.
Yeah, we're back. We're back at it. And anything that, you know, we talked about that y'all may want us to go more in depth about. Like, it's a learning process for us. And we're here to, I guess, kind of speak to y'all anyway. So, let us know what you want to hear.
Everything that's concerning our community, whether it's faith, family, finances, relationships, all spectrums of relationships, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, finances, like, have money, business, we're talking about it all.
Yeah.
Just like we're making it bigger and better. So, of course, this is your girl, Cash.
And me.
And we're out. Bye.